You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back and welcome to the studio. My guest for today, Louise Parker. Hi.
Oh, thank you. Hello. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. I'm so excited. I've been up for what feels like forever this morning, just wanting to be here and just do it. I'm so excited to be here.
And it's not your first time though. You have been on the radio before, haven't you?
I have, yeah. Well, this time last year I was here with Steph doing the lunchtime show.
Yeah,
and I was, yeah, on the radio this week as well. So this is my second radio appearance in a week.
Steph Soundways, her show was called. She's in Australia at the moment.
I know.
It's like having a year off.
She keeps posting pictures on Facebook and, you know, Twitter, and I just keep liking them and desperately wishing that I was there with her.
It does make you jealous, doesn't it? I keep looking and thinking, oh, especially when it's looking outside, it's freezing. She starts standing there on the mountain going,
in her bikini, yeah, like, well, bronzed goddess.
I know. Oh, I'm so jail. You're not from Brentwood, though, are you?
No, I'm from Chelmsford.
Oh, right, not too far away.
Yeah, not too far away. Only about half an hour to get here, so it's not too bad.
And did you watch the Towie thing?
No, I've never seen an episode in my life. I can put my hand on my heart and say, I have no idea who these people are, but I know, that it's something to do with Brentwood.
Yeah, coming to Brentwood's like practically like Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. I did drive past, is it Amy Child's salon?
Oh, that's right,
and
yeah.
She's got like a dress shop just down the road as well. But that's the extent of my Towie knowledge. Yeah,
yeah, they kind of do tours as well. We've got everything, just like Hollywood, apart from we haven't got no palm trees.
No.
Right, let's get to the music, because you're a young singer-songwriter. From Chelmsford. What made you get into music? Because you're young, aren't you? Very young to be into music.
Well, I'm 22, so I'm not that young.
You look younger than that.
Yeah, well, it's a...
No one ever says that to me.
Yeah.
I get that in, but I don't get that.
Oh, Tony, you don't look a day past 21.
Thank you. It's the haircut.
What made you get into music? Wow, that's such a deep question. I started at quite a young age, musical theatre. And from there, I kind of decided I really kind of wanted to separate music and do that on its own without the dance and the drama. So I went to college and did a diploma in music. And then I went on to university and I got a degree in music and released a couple of CDs. And here I am, just released my second EP.
Wow. Let's start with the music, because this is what I got from your Facebook, because you graduated from the commercial music course at Bath Spa.
That's correct, yes, Bath.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah, loved it. Absolutely would not change it for anything. Had an amazing time. My tutors were incredible. They're all like famous rock stars back in their day, and they just got a world of knowledge. Incredible, yeah.
How long was you... at college for, was it a course of a couple of years? Or?
Yeah, college I was there for 2 years, and then university for 3 years.
Oh, right,
yeah.
You spent 72 days. I don't know why you got 72 exactly, but I've got 72, not 72.
3 months, yeah.
Three months. Touring the US, yes. Writing new music, about your visit to the States,
yes,
your adventure. Yeah. You visit quite a few places, Miami, San Francisco. I like San Francisco.
I love San Francisco, yeah. It was so beautiful, yeah.
Did you actually go, did you see all the, they have all the bay, you've got the kind of like walruses or whatever it is.
Yeah,
all around
sea lions.
There. Sea lions,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I walked there. From that bay to the bridge, not realising how far it was.
Yeah.
It took about 2 hours to walk and my feet were killing me.
If you go over the bridge, San Siesta, I think it's called San, I can't remember what it's called, San Siesta or something. Anyway, it's got a lovely little town just on the other side.
I was
side
so tired
bridge.
Walking to the bridge that I ended up having to go home. I didn't even make it over the bridge.
Alcatraz?
I fell asleep on the bus home. Yeah, I went to Alcatraz.
That's good, isn't it?
It was a bit creepy.
It is very creepy.
A little bit creepy, especially when they're doing all the, like, shutting the doors.
Yeah.
And they show you that demonstration, don't they, where they pull a lever and all the doors shut at the same time.
Yeah.
And just the sound. A great place to record an album or something, I'm sure.
Or
natural
video.
Natural reverb. Yeah, it'd be incredible, but it was really creepy. Yeah.
Do they still make you wear the headphones and kind of walk around the yellow line?
Yeah, they do. They also had at the end, they had a man who had just released a book about his time in Alcatraz, and he came back every day and did, like, book signings.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I remember thinking how terrible this man spent a good majority of his life behind bars at Alcatraz, and now he comes back on the ferry every day to sign books.
Hello.
He's like never got away.
No, you can't take it out, can you? What, you also went to Las Vegas,
yes,
another
yes.
great, which is fantastic. Very hard to explain to Vegas if you've not been there, because it's the sheer size of it, isn't it?
again, walked from Fremont Street to the Strip, not realising how far it was. I did an awful lot of walking in America. You don't realise how big it is until you're there. It's huge compared to Britain.
It is compared to Britain.
Huge. Yeah, but absolutely. Again, the weather was amazing. We played a couple of really great open mic nights when we were down there. Oh, made some really good friends, yeah.
I came out the Flamingo Hotel there once, and we asked to go to another hotel. Can't think which one it was, but about five hotels down. And we said to the chap where this hotel is. He went, oh, it's the fifth hotel on the right.
Yeah.
You can't miss it. And off he went. Hey, you're going to walk? laughing. And I went, well, it can't be that far.
It's only five hotels down.
But of course, walking past one hotel is like walking down a high street of Brentwood.
It's huge.
Absolutely huge. Some of them have even got, one of the ones we walked past, they had a play going on. The boat was sinking. Pirates were running around.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And just you're still walking past it. When are we going to get to this next hotel? It is colossal. Even the signs are big. So you enjoyed America?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'm hoping to go back this summer, actually. I'm not going 3 months again, unfortunately. I'm only going for a couple of weeks this time, but I'm hoping to head back to Nashville, which is one of my favourite places, especially for the music, and do some more singing and see some friends there. I've actually got a friend that has messaged me on Facebook, Jim, who always listens to all of my my radio shows.
Hello, Jim.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for listening. He's asking what the weather's like.
Hey, Jim.
So, Jim, I'd like to tell you the weather is actually really nice today.
It is.
I can't believe it. I hope it stays like that. It's been so cold, isn't it? So nippy.
It's still quite cold outside. If you look outside, it's always really sunny, and you run out with your t-shirt and you go, and you run back in. Go back out the jacket. Not too bad.
Yeah, I'm hoping that this is the start of spring. Fingers crossed. I'm not holding out much hope, but...
It might snow tomorrow.
Yeah, don't tell me that.
That's what happened on the weather. Right, we're going to talk about the EP, but I think should we do a live track first?
I'd love to.
Because I know you've got your guitar there. You're going to sing a song. Is this going to be a sort of song from one of the EPs?
Yeah, this is a song from the EP. It's actually the second single. I wrote this when I was in San Diego. The girl that I went round America with wasn't very well one day, so I went to... at the lounge in this hostel I was staying at called Lucky D's, and I wrote this song because I was missing my family, and it was kind of like, what will I do when I get back from America? It's called Will You Still Love Me.
Okay, take it away.
Will you still love me in 2 years' time when I'm broke down to the bone, working in fashion as a checkout girl, still living in my parents' home? Oh, I've been searching for a light in the dark with nowhere I can go. Finding that there's love in my heart and a place where I belong. So talk to me like lovers do. I've never found anyone quite like you. And just stay with me and save my sanity. But will you still love me? Still love me in 10 years' time when my image starts to fade, when my adventure and courage turns to fear. Do you promise, oh, that you'll stay? 'Cause I've been living in the dark with no light, searching for a place I'll go home. Finding that with love there's a fight, I'll fight to prove them all wrong. So talk to me like lovers do. I've never found anyone quite like you. And just stay with me and save my sanity. But will you still love me? Still love me till the end of time, and will you hold me for as long as you can? In a house by the sea, one dog, you and me,
No worries and no plans. Talk to me like lovers do. I've never found anyone quite like you. And just stay with me and save my sanity. Will you still love me? Talk to me like lovers do. I've never found anyone quite like you. And just stay with me and be mine completely. But will you still love me? Will you still love me? Will you?
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
It's a great, great track.
Oh, I just love playing it, honestly.
There's one bit in there which sounds like Material Girl, because I'm living in a material world, and I am a material girl.
Oh, no, I've never heard that before, and now I'm never going to unhear that. Thanks, Tony.
I can't remember which bit it was.
It's the pre-chorus, just for us in the chorus, yeah.
How's the chorus go?
Talk to me like lovers do. I've never found anyone quite like you. And just stay with me and save my sanity. But will you still love me?
Because I am living in a...
Yeah. I won't have it.
Yeah, that's just me. It just was in my head for some reason. Right, let's get back to the EP. Now, that is off... Is that off your new EP?
Yes, that's off of my new EP, which is called The Lemon Tree.
Right, now, let's get this right. So, your Lemon Tree is your debut EP that's out right now.
Lemon Tree is my second EP.
It's the second EP.
Yeah, I've got Robin Hood, which was my debut EP, which came out, I think, 3 years ago in April.
Yep.
And this is my second EP, which is called The Lemon Tree.
Okay, because on your social media, it says that you're working on another EP. Or is that just
that's
old?
That's this one. This is the one I've literally, it's come out last week.
Right.
So I've just released
my working. I'm just back in time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you was working.
You've gone really far back on my social media, Tony.
You've gone. You've got the successful funding. Yeah, I'm a stalker, me. Funding through Kickstarter. What's that?
That's what last time I came on this show when I spoke to Steph. That was what I was just about to release this Kickstarter project, and it's a crowdfunding like social media as such. It's there's crowdfunding, there's Kickstarter, GoFundMe, all these different websites, and it's you put up a project which you're hoping to raise money for. So mine was I wanted to record this EP, but I needed money to record the EP.
Yep.
I didn't have enough money, so I was saying I'd like to record this, and if you want to be part of this project, or you know, if you'd like to receive a signed copy and like signed photographs, then please like pledge money. And I was asking, I think it was for £900.
That's
and I
bad.
Raised just
bad.
Over 1,000.
That's good.
So, and that's how I went about making the EP. So that's why the whole EP came out, was because this time last year I said to Steph, I'd really like to make an EP, but I'm not quite sure how to do it. And she said to me, have you thought about doing a Kickstarter or something? And I went, Steph, that's a great idea. And like, I think it was 2 weeks later, I set up this Kickstarter, and here I am a year later with the EP released. And yeah, incredible. I can't thank the people that pledged enough to help me like with my dream for making a second EP. Yeah.
How many songs are on that? It's about six, is it? Five?
Yeah, five, yeah.
Talk us through the...
The tracks?
Yeah, the tracks what they like. Are they acoustic? Do they have backings on them?
Okay. All of my tracks are with a full band. I've got a band, but I do gigs solo as well, depending on what the promoter wants at the venue at the time. So the first track is called Wake Up. And that one is a fourth of the floor, lovey-dovey, pop, you know, upbeat song, which it's got a key change in it. And I've always wanted a key change in my songs. And when it came around, I said to the guy that was helping me produce the EP, I was like, I really want to put a key change in this song. I absolutely adore this key change. And he's like, oh, I don't know if it'll fit. And he put it in. He was like, oh, actually, that's really, really good. And I'm hoping that maybe you can play that track today so I can show you the key change.
People do go on about the key changes. Does that make the song harder? I mean, when I sometimes listen to a singer and they drop it different to a different key, I go, oh, that's impressive. Because is it hard?
It's not hard, but it's just obviously lots of practice. I've put loads and loads of practice in to make sure that I'm going to the right key.
Yeah, go straight over my head. When you say key change, I just thought you need a new lock or something. I think, gosh, it's just lost the keys.
I go up. I go up in this song, so I start like in my middle range, and then I go up to my head voice, and it becomes dramatic. It's like that in like Westlife songs, you know, when they're all sitting on stools, and they get to the key change, and they all stand up, like, you raise me up. They go to the key change, and they all stand off the stools, and it's
iconic,
magnificent.
Isn't it? I suppose it's easier if you've got the music going, because then you know your voice will just automatically go. But if you're just singing a cappella, it must be harder, because you've got to know the kind of key, is it? Or do you just
It's definitely harder when you're playing, like, singing a cappella without an instrument. But 9 times out of 10, I've always got my guitar on me, or my guitarist.
Play the key,
or just change key, so I know where I am. Yeah,
fantastic. We're going to talk a little bit more about the EP. I'm going to do a quick link on the events guide, and we'll be right back. Talk a little bit more.
Phoenix FM Events Guide.
All right, going to tell you about an event that's coming up 26th March from 7 o'clock. It's the David Pickett Hall Big Band in Concert. I think I said that right. Pickett Hall. It's organised by St Edmunds St Mary's Church in the High Street in Ingatestone. It's a 30-piece big band. If you do like your big bands, this is going to be good. With a string section and vocalist led by former Phoenix FM presenter David. David plays in Ingatestone for the first time, so looking forward to that. It's £10, under 18s for a fiver, and you've got all the details, as always, on the Phoenix FM website. Here's some of your details.
For more details about these events and many more happening in your local area, go to phoenixfm.com and click on Events Guide.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with the Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood.
Not too much going on the roads. Locally looking okay for Mother's Day. I did tell you about the M25 earlier on, the slip road. That's got a little bit busier with people heading to Lakeside, probably heading to the restaurants, I would imagine, to take their mums out. There's the Junction 29 slip road. That's, of course, the A127 Romford, A1306. Romford, also between Alexander Lane and Shenfield, we've got some congestion from earlier, and that's the temporary traffic lights in Shenfield between Alexander Lane Junction and Mount Lessing. Expect delays there. And the last one I could find on the system was Carter Drive, and that's temporary traffic lights on Firbat Road in Romford between Carter Drive Junction and St John's Road Junction. It affects the bus routes 294. If you're travelling on that. Over at the trains, we had underground station closed at Central Line, Holland Park, due to maintenance work. No service district line between West Kensington and Ealing Broadway, and between West Kensington and Richmond, due to today's engineering works. Reduced escalator services on Piccadilly Line, Jubilee Line, Victoria Line and Green Park Line. And that's it for your underground. Overground is looking like this. No overground between Romford and Upminster due to today's works, and between Gospel Oak and Barking due to today's engineering works. You're up to date on 98. The time is 13:27.
Life begins at the Beaches. Call in and see how life could change for you. The Beaches, London Road, Brentwood. Apartments from as little as £850 per week.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
A favourite Essex boy.
It's funny that, because I'm Essex's actually favourite girl.
You could be the favourite girl, yeah. So you got on radio now, you've got the favourite Essex and favourite girl.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
This should become a thing.
It should be,
every
yeah.
Sunday.
You don't sound too Essexy, though, do you?
No, I don't know where
it's
that's
really
come
posh.
From.
You've got a really posh voice.
Maybe it's because I went to university in Bath. Maybe I picked up something there. I'm
probably.
Not quite sure. I've never been to what we'd call Essex,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Like
Towie. Right.
Like
Innit or anything
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, I do. I am an Innit person. I am an Innit person, I can't lie. But,
do you do it when you're... I know you're tweeting at high
constantly.
Speed with the
yeah.
thumb, because
yeah.
all the girls do that. Just yeah. like hold the phone in one hand and thumb.
Incredible thumb muscles, that's what it
and
is.
I think, well, you've probably written a whole book or something. You've probably written a song in a few seconds. Like, bip, bip, bip. Do you do the slang words? Like, you know, all the shorties?
When I'm texting, I do, yeah, yeah. Especially instead of saying Chelmsford, I'll say Chermo.
Yeah.
or, you know, Southend.
It's like a code, isn't it, for some people? I mean, if you're new to it, I mean, most people know what the modern days LOL and, you know,
yeah,
PMSL
text talk.
And yeah. But there's a few, even I go, what does that mean?
Yeah, I'm like that as well. I don't know. I feel maybe that's why I feel like I'm getting old, is when I see people put letters and numbers and I'm like, I have no idea what that says.
And sometimes you think it's just as quick to actually write the word, because the short version is equally as long.
Yeah, I Google it sometimes. I have to Google them sometimes just to find out what people are trying to say to me.
What would we do without Google?
Oh, I don't know.
So you're gigging at the moment, I take it?
Yes, yeah, I'm just booking all my gigs for like a little second tour for my EP.
Can people find you next then if they want to catch up with you live?
Well, I had a gig on Friday. I'm now in the process of booking my next ones. I'm hoping to play in London. Also going back over to Bath to see all my friends, and then Southampton, Portsmouth, and obviously around Essex. I'm also hoping to go a little bit north as well, because I've got a couple of friends up in Birmingham. Or I say friends, you know, Facebook, my fans. I don't like using the word fans.
Yeah, you might have fans.
Yeah, I've got a couple of fans up north. So I'm hoping I can go up there and you know, meet them for the first time, because they've supported my music from the start, yeah. And I've never got to meet them. So I'd love to go up north and play some shows. But if people want to know where I'm playing, Facebook is the best way, because I put everything on there.
You do, yeah. And you have got a fantastic website as well. So yes. What is that, quickly?
My website is www.louiseparkermusic.com, and my Facebook is facebook.com/louisepmusic.
So you dropped in a posh voice then.
Maybe it's my radio voice.
Yes. You can catch me live.
Just making sure everyone had got that. Could try doing it in Essex if you like, but I don't think I could do it.
Later on, you'll be going, oh, yeah, it was good, wasn't it? You know what I mean? Let's do another track, and then we'll talk a little bit further about how you write the songs.
Okay.
What are you going to treat us to for your second track?
This is another one off of my new EP, The Lemon Tree. This is actually the title track.
Okay.
So this is The Lemon Tree.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I know. This one I wrote about running away to, you know, somewhere hot and sunny.
Well, they have lemons.
Basically, yeah. Hence where The Lemon Tree comes from. I was actually thinking about Australia. So, Steph, I'm coming for you. This is The Lemon Tree.
Take it away.
There's a place where we could be together alone, just you and me. There's a place where we could call home. There's a place just down the road where the grass is green and the seeds are sown underneath the lemon tree is where I'll be. If you ever need me, just take my hand, I'll take it there. Place where no worries, no need to be scared. Take my hand and I will keep you safe. Take my hand, it's time to go. Chasing the sun till the end of the road. Underneath the lemon tree is where I'll be. It's where I'll be. Where I'll be. If you ever need me, underneath the lemon tree, there's a place for you and me. I won't judge, and trees can't speak. Where I'll be, it's where I'll be. I'm underneath the lemon tree. I'm underneath the lemon tree. If you ever need me, that's where I'll be.
So I'm waiting for the clapping to the right at the end, you know, only because I had to lean over and take the camera off.
Oh, I've done that before. I've been to a gig and clapped too soon, and it was just a dramatic pause, and it was the most awkward moment of my life. I've never felt so guilty.
You just like, start clapping, and all of a sudden you think, oh, I'm just about to sing the last note. Go, right at the end, and you think, oh.
Oh, dear.
Thinking DJ's ruined it. Call yourself a radio DJ. Don't spit the water out.
I'll try not to. It's all right. It's gone now, I promise.
Now you've got, what's it, you've got all the guitar, all the plectrums lined up.
Yeah, just in case I drop one.
Oh, is that what it is?
Because
I play a little bit of guitar.
Have one.
So. And I have a couple of plectrums, and I know they're obviously different sizes and everything, but so you've got four just in case you drop one. So you're hoping to drop three.
Well, you see, when I play gigs, I have a special like clip that clips onto my mic stand, and I can line all my plectrums up on it. And so if I, because more often than not, I pluck and then I strum.
Yeah.
So if I'm going into like a, you know, bit where I'm not using my plectrum, I just chuck it on the ground because I've got another one there. So I don't have to worry about how I'm holding it. If I'm, you know, and then if I do hold it weird, sometimes it falls in the guitar, like through the strings. So it's just easy. So I just, I've got them lined up on the desk in case. Because what I'm like.
You could kind of invent one of those things that sticks on a guitar and put all the plectrums in, like you put stamps in or something, your holder.
Yeah, I mean, if you're really rock and roll, you just get a bit of like double-sided sellotape or like gaffer tape and you stick them like that.
Yeah.
But I'm not that rock and roll, so I've got like a full-on plectrum holder.
Full-on plectrum holder.
Yes, I don't know what it's called. I just presume it's called a plectrum
Google
holder.
Google it. Full-time plectrum holder.
Available now. That is one of my many professions, yeah.
That sounds pretty good. Right, let's get on to the talking about the music, because the writing of the songs, the Lemon Tree, was something that you've drawn on from going away, etc.
Yep.
Writing about something, a warm place. So do you write your songs based on real life things that happen to you in real life, life stories?
Almost definitely.
Or do you make a few up? I know a lot of the girls that I have on the show often talk about ex boyfriends, and they kind of do some real vicious ones, and never date a singer. Never date a singer.
They all know what they're getting into when they start it, all right, Tony? Don't take that.
Just try. You only have to listen to Adele. It'll all be out. It'll all be out of the song. You know what I mean? All the good bits.
Yeah.
So do you follow that along those tracks?
Yeah, I do. I mean, there is a couple of instances that I've written a song which have nothing to do with my life, but I've just, because I fancied writing a song, so I've made something up. But I always find that the songs that are more personal to me, the ones that are more emotional, the ones I'm really connected to, are always the ones that sound better as such. And then when I sing them live, I connect to them so I can pull back on that emotion and really sing it. So, I do tend to write most of my songs from stuff that's happened to me. Yeah.
And
here we go.
Do you start off with the... do you put the lyrics first? Do you write the lyrics down and then put the... I know you play guitar, but do you do the chords first, or do you do the lyrics first? What do you find the best way? Or a bit of both?
Definitely a bit of both. I think I would say more often than not, I happen to find a nice, guitar of chords that I like together, and then I'll kind of like get a melody from that, and then from there, write the lyrics. But there are times when if I'm, too busy to pick up the guitar, sometimes I write the lyrics in my head with a melody, and then I've got to find the guitar chords that go with it. So it is a bit of both, but more often than not, it's finding the guitar chords and then putting words to it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What about festivals? Is that something
I love festivals. I played a couple last year, and I've got one this year coming up. I'm doing the May Weekender in Chelmsford, which is Shakey's gig at the end of May.
Yeah.
I don't know where he's holding it this year. Last year was at the Fleece in Chelmsford, which I'm hoping it'll be at the Fleece again, because I love playing the Fleece. It's a really nice venue. But I'm definitely playing that at the end of May, and I'm hoping to play a couple more. Just waiting for V Festival to get in touch, and be like, oh, Justin Bieber's come down with the flu or food poisoning, which, I've accidentally given to him. Can you play? And I'll be like, well,
you can
space in my diary.
You can apply to a lot of these.
I have, yeah. You have to apply really early. So I've actually applied about a month ago for loads and loads of festivals. It's just waiting to hear back from people as they filter through.
To get to the stage, yeah.
The system, yeah.
We're going to talk about reality TV after... actually, I think we're playing another track.
Yeah.
Should we do another track?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm enjoying your tracks.
Yes.
What are you going to sing for us next? Then we'll talk about, all the reality TV's questions.
I think I'm going to play the track that I was talking to you about earlier, Wake Up.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to play that one.
You did Dropbox it to me. I'm just looking to see if it'll play. But yeah, play it live. It's always better live.
Yeah, I'll give the key change a go.
Yeah.
If I mess up, it's hard, everyone.
Will I recognise it?
You'll know. You'll know when I change keys. You'll definitely know.
Good, I'm looking forward to it.
And if you don't, then...
That's my question. That's my homework. I'll see if I can talk about it afterwards if I've got the right bit.
If you've got the right bit for the key change, yeah.
Okay, and this track's called Wake Up.
Wake Up.
There you go. Take it away.
It's not the fairy tale that I was hoping for. Those dreams that leave you crying out and wanting more. So I'll save all the memories, for my innocence was lost. Rainy day, remembering I will pay at any cost. I've got no one left to blame, 'cause I keep calling out your name. My life will never be the same. Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's a new kind of love. And I could never love somebody unless that body is you. We drive the distance, but we've got so far to go. I can always read you, but there's so much I don't know. So take my heart in your hands and show me which way's home. I don't need the house on the hill, I'll follow where you go. I've got no one else to blame, 'cause I love the sound of your name. My life will never be the same, 'cause I could never love somebody unless that body is you. And I could stop myself from thinking about me and you. So wake up, wake up, wake up. It's a new kind of love. And I could never love somebody unless that body is you. Somebody, unless that body is you. And I can't stop myself from thinking about me and you. Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's a new kind of love. And I could never love somebody. Hey, yay. And I could never love somebody unless that body is you. And I can stop myself from thinking about me and you. So wake up, wake up, wake up. It's a new kind of love. I could never love somebody unless that body is you.
You nearly missed it there. You nearly missed it.
I did, but I did. I heard it straight away.
Yeah.
It did go up quite considerably. And you got up to good range.
Thank you.
You've got a good range in your voice.
I enjoy it. It gets me by anyway, so.
Right, I got a question online from Dan Luck.
Yes.
Do you know him?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Because he's asked, love the new EP, Louise.
Ah, thank you, Dan.
What is your favourite track from the new EP?
Oh, no, that's always such a hard question. That's like having five children and asking which one's your favourite.
Yeah, the key change one was supposed to be good, wasn't it?
See, on different days, I like different songs.
So I like the first one,
yeah,
by the way.
If you asked me last week, I would have said, oh, yeah, that one, Wake Up, is my favourite, because I love the key change. I'm all about the key change. But
it's all about the bass. About the bass.
Exactly. That's what it's all about. But
well, I'll tell you what we'll do then. My favourite one was the first track.
Yeah, Will You Still Love Me.
Yeah, the one I said was the Madonna one. Right. I like that track.
Yeah.
You like...
Oh, I don't know, because I quite like Lemon Tree as well, because
you
it's
like Lemon Tree, then.
You'll go Lemon Tree today.
So, Dan, retweet us. What is your favourite track?
Yeah, he should, actually, he's got one of my... He was one of my Kickstarter pledges.
Well, there you are.
So he's got my music, so he should know it by now. All the words, I hope, as well, Dan.
There you go.
So you can tweet us and let us know what you think.
Tweet us, let us know. At PhoenixFM, at DJ Tanis, at Louise P. Music.
Woohoo!
And let us know. Right, we were going to talk about reality TV because it's one of the questions I ask everyone. Because a lot of time they get in touch with people now. They've got the talent scouts. You said you do a lot of open mics, so that's the type of thing that you could get found on. Is it something you'd look at doing if The Voice came knocking, or Britain's Got Talent, or The X Factor?
I have done. I've auditioned for X Factor.
Yeah.
And I have auditioned for The Voice.
Okay.
And I do really well on the auditions that are about the singing and about the vocals. But as soon as they sit you down in the interview and ask you about your home life...
Oh, do they do that?
And ask you about if you've had any difficulties in your life that, you know, if you've really struggled through and music has really helped you get through to the other side, that's when I sit there and go, well, I'm asthmatic. Does that count? Because I don't have a sob story. Exactly. I have amazing parents, really supportive fans and friends that come to my gigs. I've never really had... I don't really have a sob story. Oh, even if I did, I don't think I'd want to share it. That's not how I'd want to get famous.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've auditioned, but not because I'd like to win, but because I think it's really good promotion. Because it's like the new social media as such, getting on TV. Because they always put, you know, your Twitter hashtag and all this, so that people can then find you and follow you. And then they end up being your fans and come to your gigs. So that's the only reason I do it, is to connect with more people.
When they do that bit, you see the queue of people, then they pick on one, and then they suddenly go back to his town or something. And you think, well, he's banned or got through, and he's given it away just by doing that bit, because they wouldn't have...
As soon as the music comes in, that music they always use is full of minor keys, and it's really sad and tense, that they're going to be the winner.
Yeah.
From there on out. Yeah.
All I want to do is music. I hate that bit, because you can do music anytime you want. You don't need to be famous to do music. You can go and play in your local pub, as long as you can play the guitar or sing. Or you don't necessarily need to be famous.
It would be nice.
You don't have to get paid.
It'd
you just
nice,
go and do it,
yeah.
can't you?
Yeah, exactly.
If you enjoy it that much. What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you since you've started doing music? Have you fallen off a stage? Do you forget the words? Do you lose all your plectrums?
Where do I start?
Are you one of those people that will just fall over, set of heels, and
I've got a couple. I've got a couple I can give you embarrassing stories.
I mean, Iggy Azalea fell off the stage with a set of big heels once.
I've never fallen off the stage. I must admit that I do some pretty cool dance moves, but I've never actually gone to the point where I've fallen off the stage. I do an American, then an English embarrassing story. So when I was in America, someone came up to me. In America, they're big on tips. So wherever you play, they always...
say something else then.
They're big on everything.
Sunday
but
lunch.
Mothering Sunday, Tony.
That's it. That's what a link.
They're really big on giving tips to musicians. So they always have tip jars at the front of the stages. And I was playing a show at The Row in Nashville.
Yep.
Someone comes up to my tip jar with a bit of paper, puts this bit of paper in while I'm playing, and then walks off. So I'm really curious, because it's obviously not a dollar bill.
No.
So I just finished playing my song, and I looked down. I had people that had come from the hostel that I was staying at that had come to see me, because I made some really good friends while I was staying there. And I could see them looking. I'm thinking, I really want to know. So I finished playing the song, and I bent down and picked up this bit of paper, and it had this guy's number on it. And I can remember being like, I haven't got an American phone, but that's really sweet, thank you so much. And this guy comes back, and I'm about to play the next song, and says, do you mind if I get up here with you for a second and say something to this audience? And I was like, okay. I was like, oh no, what's he gonna say? And he gets up on stage next to me, gets the microphone, he says to me, I just wanted to say that this girl is amazing and you should all give her at least $50 tips. And he pulls out this $50 bill and puts it in my tip jar for me. And he got off the stage and I was so embarrassed. I don't know if it was the number or the fact that he got on stage and told everyone that they should be giving me money, but either way, that was my most embarrassing American moment.
Okay.
But I've got an English one that's good for you as well.
Got it.
Shakey's May Weekender last year. Completely forgot the lyrics. Sung, it was a cover. It was a cover song, so it wasn't even one of my songs. I played the first verse, or I think it was the first chorus, and I just stood there. I was playing around the chords a couple of times. And in the end, I was just like, I stopped, and I was like, I'm really sorry. I cannot remember these lyrics for the life of me. So I'm going to play you a different song. I just started playing a different song, but I could see everyone's faces in the audience because it was during the day. So it wasn't even like it was like black and there was just lights on me. So I could see everyone's faces, and I just remember thinking, oh, kill me now. I wish the ground would open up and swallow me. But yeah, I got quite a few, but they're probably the two most embarrassing.
Sounds good. Right.
It's not good.
More or less out of time. It's been fantastic having you on. Thanks for the live material.
That's all right.
If anyone missed that, it'll be on demand again from tomorrow on fitsfm.com. You can catch it on the show page of Sunday Lunch. You also find it on... I'll be tweeting it out anyway, so
yeah.
you'll be able to
be listening to it.
Follow the links.
Listen to myself back.
Listen to yourself back. Yeah. And... we'll also be doing some photos as well, which we're going to do later, and you can see those as well. So, yes. Louise Parker, thank you very much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Did you enjoy that?
Oh, I loved it. Hopefully it's not another year until I get to come back on.
Hopefully not. Keep in touch and we'll get you back in.
Yeah, of course.
Right, going to have a cut of adverts, then we're going to be back with a new one from OMI.